This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives voted Wednesday to send two formal impeachment charges against President Trump to the Senate, clearing the way for the trial to start next week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signed the articles of impeachment late Wednesday. She said the process should serve as a warning both to President Trump and to future chief executives.
Make it be very clear that this president will be held accountable, that no one is above the law, and that no future president should ever entertain the idea that Article 2 says that he can do whatever he wants.
The formal charges were delivered to the Senate, where the trial on the charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress is expected to start next week. Trump's Republican Party holds a majority in the Senate, and the body is expected to acquit him of all charges. President Donald Trump and China's chief negotiator signed the so-called Phase 1 of a trade deal between the two countries Wednesday. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
The agreement eases tensions between China and the U.S. and is expected to boost exports on the U.S. side.
Together we are righting the wrongs of the past and delivering a future of economic justice and security for American workers, farmers, and families.
The agreement is intended to ease some U.S. economic sanctions on China, but does little to force Beijing to make major economic changes. Trade attorney Melissa Duffy thinks it's a good start.
There are some short-term wins, but it remains to be seen whether the long-term benefits will actually happen.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer calls the agreement weak and feckless, saying President Trump acts tough on China.
When jobs and livelihoods are at stake, he buckles.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has promoted Mikhail Mishustin, the head of Russia's tax service, to head the country's government on Wednesday. That capped an extraordinary day in Kremlin politics that saw Putin propose major constitutional amendments and accept the resignation of the government of his longtime Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has more.
The announcement came shortly after Putin proposed a vote on constitutional amendments that would shift power from the presidency to parliament. Putin's presidential term ends in 2024. But although he hasn't said what he wants to do next, the changes would allow him to, theoretically, enter an enhanced role as prime minister instead at the end of the term. In a national address on Wednesday, he said that the constitution was adopted over a quarter of a century ago to cope with a political crisis, and that times have drastically changed since then. He's already been prime minister in the past. He's been president or prime minister for 20 years.
That's Lauren Anthony of Reuters. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani called the idea of a Trump deal to replace the 2015 nuclear pact a strange offer. As Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports, Rouhani advocated sticking to the current plan.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has dismissed the idea of a new Trump deal to resolve the nuclear row, calling the suggestion by Britain's prime minister a strange offer on Wednesday, advocating instead a return to the nuclear deal signed in 2015, which is now in jeopardy. Brokered by the European Union, that pact lifted international sanctions in return for curbs on Iran's nuclear program, which it insists is peaceful. Since withdrawing, Trump has ramped up sanctions that are throttling Iran's economy. In response, Tehran has gradually reduced its compliance, saying it wants to stick to the deal, but has little incentive without seeing any economic benefits.
That's Lucy Fielder of Reuters. Meanwhile, President Rouhani called for national unity Wednesday after an eruption of protests over Iran's downing of a Ukrainian International Airlines plane. Iran had initially said mechanical problems caused the jetliner to go down before admitting days later that Iranian military personnel had shot down the plane by mistake, killing all 176 people on board. The revelation sparked days of protests in Iran as people expressed their anger at the country's leaders. On Wall Street, the Dow closed above 29,000 for the first time ever, while the S&P reached a record high. The Dow was up 0.31% to 29,030.22. The Nasdaq, meanwhile, closed just short of its record close. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.